This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The EU's drugs regulator said Thursday that it had found the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine was safe and effective and was not linked to an increased risk of blood clots. Around a dozen countries had suspended the use of the vaccine and were awaiting the outcome of an investigation by the European Medicines Agency Safety Committee. The head of the Amsterdam-based agency told reporters today that the vaccine's benefits outweigh its risks and that it's not associated with an increase in the overall risk of blood clots. The group added, though, that it could not rule out definitely a connection to a particularly rare type of clotting disorder and would update the vaccine's product information. And the African Union said Thursday that African countries should continue to use AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, echoing the World Health Organization by saying the shot's benefits outweighed risks. Africa has lagged wealthier parts of the world in vaccinations, with many countries on the continent using free AstraZeneca shots distributed by a global scheme co-led by the WHO to kickstart immunization campaigns. The director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention told a news conference that the benefits still outweigh the risks and that countries should move forward. In Africa, the Democratic Republic of Congo has delayed the rollout of the shot, citing the suspensions in Europe, but other countries are forging ahead. Democrats seem poised to claim victory Thursday in the U.S. House of Representatives in voting on immigration. One bill could clear a path for over 2 million young Dreamer immigrants and others to gain legal status and a chance for citizenship. This is VOA News. Sudan said Thursday it had received initial approval for international mediation in Khartoum and Cairo's long-running dispute with Ethiopia over its Blue Nile megadam project. Last month, Khartoum suggested mediation by a quartet of the African Union, European Union, United Nations, and the United States, a proposal welcomed by Cairo but rejected by Addis Ababa. The Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam is set to be Africa's largest hydroelectric project, but it has been a source of tension in Sudan and Egypt ever since Addis Ababa broke ground on it nearly a decade ago. Ethiopia says the hydroelectric power produced by the dam will be vital to meet the energy needs of its 110 million people. Egypt, which depends on the Nile for about 97% of its irrigation and drinking water, sees the dam as a threat. Sudan fears its own dams will be compromised if Ethiopia proceeds with filling it before a deal is reached. Senior officials from the U.S. and China are meeting in Alaska today and tomorrow for the first time since U.S. President Joe Biden took office, but relations are tense. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently accused China of using coercion and aggression to undermine human rights in Hong Kong and Xinjiang. China said it won't compromise on sovereignty issues. A top North Korean diplomat acknowledged Thursday that the United States recently tried to initiate contact, but blasted the attempts as a cheap trick that would never be answered until Washington dropped hostile policies. The diplomat said in a statement that the attempts at contact were made by sending emails and telephone messages via various routes, including by a third country. The first formal rejection of tentative approaches by the new U.S. administration came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting South Korea alongside U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a first overseas trip by top-level members of Biden's administration. The White House said earlier this month it had reached out to North Korea but received no response and did not elaborate. Tokyo Olympics creative head Hiroshi Sasaki said he has resigned after making a derogatory comment about a popular female Japanese entertainer in the latest controversy over insensitive remarks towards women to hit games organizers. Sasaki said he had told Tokyo 2020 President Seiki Hashimoto late on Wednesday that he was stepping down. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.